USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A 5% increase in the consumer price index grabbed headlines on Thursday, indicating inflation. Inflation really hurts lower-income families as they have less disposable income to cover the extra costs. Since the last year of the Trump administration, milk and cigarettes are up over 7%, bacon is 13% more expensive, and the one we all know, gasoline. A gallon of gas is now 56.2% more expensive. The European Union is joining the latest calls by the United States and Australia for an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. On Friday, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said that it's necessary for the World Health Organization to launch an independent and impartial probe.
Well, it's a great pleasure, Mr. President, to welcome you to Cornwall.
It's a great pleasure to be here.
President Biden and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson shared some time with reporters after their bilateral meeting on Thursday. USA Radio News.
It may be the biggest cover-up of our time. Was the coronavirus created in a lab? And did the Chinese government hide the truth? Now, Steve Cortez and Jen Pellegrino give you the shocking truth on their hit Newsmax show, Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is already the fourth largest cable news channel in America. And all this week, Cortez and Pellegrino tell you the real story about the coronavirus the big media won't tell you. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, find Newsmax for free on your smart TV, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, or more. And remember, you can download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. Join millions of Americans turning off the old cable news and going to Newsmax for real news they can trust. Check Newsmax out today.
The border wall between the United States and Mexico is bought and paid for. The problem is installation. President Biden, in his first days in office, shut down border construction, leading to what is now a humanitarian crisis at the border. Texas leadership is now taking the bull by the horns. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The centerpiece of the allocation is border barriers where illegal aliens cross into the U.S.
I will announce next week the plan for the state of Texas to begin building the border wall in the state of Texas.
Governor Abbott also said Biden's open border policies have led the way for dangerous gangs, cartels, and human traffickers to invade our nation.
This is something that also is not a tourism site for members of Congress to make an annual pilgrimage to and see the border and then go back and do absolutely nothing at the federal government level to solve the crisis.
$15 billion is what taxpayers paid for the wall. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On the border between Nevada and Arizona sits man-made Lake Mead. In 1983 and 84, the lake was so full of water it overflowed into the spillways for weeks. After decades of drought, the lake is running out of water. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Lake Mead, a major source of water for 25 million people in the western United States, has dropped to its lowest level in history. The lake fell to just over 1,071 feet above sea level, the reservoir's lowest level since its creation in the 1930s. Most of the western U.S. is experiencing drought, with much of Arizona, Nevada, and Utah seeing the most severe drought conditions.
Hoover Dam on Lake Mead generates on average about 4 billion kilowatt hours of hydroelectric power each year for use in Nevada, Arizona, and California, enough to serve 1.3 million people. A tentative bipartisan infrastructure bill is in the works. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest, USA Radio News Bureau, has more.
Republican Senators Cassidy, Collins, Murkowski, Portman, and Romney have joined together with five Democrats to announce they've made a compromise deal to rebuild the nation's roads, bridges, and energy systems. They said it would be fully paid for without raising taxes. Both houses would have to approve it, and the president would have to sign it. Republican Senator from Maine, Susan Collins.
Among the 10 of us, there is a tentative agreement on a framework, but obviously there's a long ways to go.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.